Hi, this is Brett McFaul, and on the phone now is Sean Clark. Now, why have we got Sean on the line? Sean's one of the featured speakers at World Internet Summit Australia coming up on March 13 to 16. And this guy has simply blown away the audiences that we've had him in front of. One of our most popular speakers, because he just gives and gives and gives and has a fantastic delivery style. We're going to meet him right now. Sean Clark, how are you?
I'm very good, Mr. McFaul. How are you? I'm looking forward to seeing you, actually. I'm moving to Noosa, so I'm not going to be very far away from you. So I may be knocking on your door one of these days real soon, prior to the event, actually.
So you're leaving your home country of Canada?
I am.
And coming down under?
I am.
Well, Australia
can wait. It's really a dream come true. I've always said there's no reason in the world not to live in paradise. So,
well, this is the thing. With the internet lifestyle, you can do this now, right? You can just lift your business up and come to a place where you want to live.
I'll tell you, I was talking to a copywriting client today, and he was a little jealous that I take it for granted. You know, I can just be wherever I want to be and do my business online. So absolutely, it's I have to stop taking it so much for granted. It's a real luxury, a real freedom that most people don't have. But that's why I'm excited to speak at the event, because I come from, first of all, being frustrated with trying to make it online, and I know the sense of overwhelm, and I especially the brain melt of trying to figure out technology and SEO and email marketing and all these topics that you can just be so consumed with. And, you know, that's what happened to me. I started doing interviews, and my whole career changed. And now it's quite appropriate. I booked my flight today, moving to paradise. So, yes, my online career affords me the opportunity to live and be wherever I want in the world.
Well, congratulations, and I'm sure that people listening to this right now would be certainly thinking, well, that's what I would love to be able to do. Maybe they even want to move to Canada from Australia or somewhere else in the world. But regardless, that's the sort of freedom that you can have with a business like this.
Yes.
So what I want to ask you is, well, who are you and what is your expertise? What are you good at, Sean? Because you've obviously been there, you've been where everybody else is at the very beginning, and now you're actually doing really well. What makes you so good? What do you do?
Well, that's an interesting question, because it kind of happened by accident for me. And now that's why I'm happy to just kind of streamline it for everyone else. But, I mean, I really started as a copywriter, became a very successful, very busy copywriter, and then started a copywriting coaching program where one of the features of that program, which is one of the reasons it always sold out, I never thought that I would be so busy as a copywriting coach, was because I taught people how to interview copywriting clients to dig out deep material. And I learned that from being a talk show host. And then I was actually invited to another event to speak at, and I was asked to, you know, see how I could reposition, if you will, interviewing is an internet marketing skill. And as I started to look at it, I thought, wow, it really is how my career has taken off. I started doing interviews just really out of my own natural curiosity. So to answer your question, I feel like my real moniker, my claim to fame, if you will, is what I call intimate interviews. Intimate interviews being different than a question and answer period. Question and answer is I ask a question, you give me an answer, question, answer, question, answer. Whereas in an intimate interview, there's a real human connection that's created, and there's all kinds of opportunity stimulated in that connection, including my favorite. Right? In fact, we wouldn't be talking if it wasn't for, I mean, I go all the way back to an interview I did with Alan Forrest Smith, the joint venture opportunity and the relationships that are built. But there's also product creation, expert status. I mean, there's just so many benefits to understanding not just a question and answer period, but an intimate interview. It really makes a difference, the connection that is made. It just related to the joint venture, I say you can go from cold to comrade literally in 45 minutes. And what I mean is you can start a brand new relationship cold, and in 45 minutes of conducting an intimate interview, have a comrade that is open to doing a joint venture with you. And, of course, if you're interviewing experts, that's a high-caliber person putting you in a position to create a very lucrative friendship there.
Okay, well, you're talking about two things then, really. You're talking about doing an interview which is good for the listener, then also be able to find a partner, perhaps, you can do business with later on, you know, with the person that you're actually interviewing. My question is, okay, so if you want to become a comrade, great, you know, call the comrade, that sounds good, but what is in that for the listener? It's good that you build up a relationship really quickly, so how does that actually affect the listener listening to the interview?
Well, thank you, Brett. That's a beautiful question, and I don't say that lightly as an interviewer. Here's one of the secrets to internet marketing that makes this so powerful is what's in it for the listener. Because when you conduct an intimate interview, I say this all the time, experts do interviews all the time, and typically they don't like them. They're bored with them. They say the exact same thing they said in the last interview, and frankly, they love a great interview. So that's part of what's in it for them. But in exchange for that for the listener is simply the content. You can literally extract gold nuggets. In fact, I say people should learn how to do these interviews just because you get free consultations with experts. I mean, I remember one time one internet marketer, when I was just starting, I saw him speak, and I wanted to learn more from him. So what did I do? I had three big questions for him. What did I do? I didn't pay for his $1,200 an hour consultation time. I booked an interview with him and learned all that for free. And so what's in it for the listener is that content. And what's in it for you as an internet marketing entrepreneur is, on the internet, nobody can argue, especially now, that content is king. And so not only do you have that recording that really becomes a product, it becomes a viral giveaway to add to your opt-in list, but you can turn that into an article, you can turn it into a report, and, you know, one-way backlinks are so powerful in SEO. I mean, I spent, Brett, 4.5 months, $7,000, me and my tech guy, trying to figure out SEO. And I can save everybody all that time and energy because it really comes down to one-way backlinks. And most people's big problem in getting one-way backlinks, because the easiest way to do that is through article marketing, is creating unique content that people actually want to get from an article. And so that brings it back to what's in it for the listener, that unique content. And then that can be used as a marketing tool.
Okay, sounds good. What is a one-way backlink?
Yeah, that's it cost me $7,000 to know what that is. Here's what a one-way backlink is. In the search engines, the search engines are paying attention to your value. And so when a website puts your link of your website on their website, the search engines pay attention to that and say, you must have value. So that counts as a one-way backlink. They have put your link on their site, that's a one-way, them to you or you to them, one-way backlink, them linking to you. And the search engines can see that. And so when somebody takes your article, puts it on their website, you get a one-way backlink. And here's the key, Brett, the article directories themselves have a high value in the search engine. So as soon as you submit the article, take 60 seconds to submit the article, you now are in a position to have a very powerful one-way backlink. And most people are struggling to do this because they don't have the content. Maybe they get one article done. But when you're interviewing experts, I mean, you can literally take one interview and turn it into two or three articles, bing, bing, bing. And at the event, I'm actually going to show people the four best article directories to get the best one-way backlinks. I'm talking about something that takes you literally an hour to do, and you can get numerous one-way backlinks, which really means, all that really means, Brett, is that your website becomes seen as very valuable to the search engines and allows you to get ranked much quicker, much higher, and get all kinds of free organic traffic. I mean, that's the coup de grace of internet marketing, and people are paying for one-way backlinks. They're paying for SEO consultants like I did, and really, it's that 1 hour of time to do an interview with an expert, quickly turn it into an article, and submit to an article directory.
Wow, that is really powerful information. That is so exciting, because here's why. That's absolutely free. The interview is for free.
Yep.
The article, putting an article on the website is for free. The only cost you might have is having someone transcribe it, and these days that can cost less than $20 to $30, true?
Absolutely, yep, that's it.
And therefore, if you have a system in place, so hey, if you start interviewing experts, this is what you're saying, interview experts, you're going to enhance your own knowledge, so all the things you want to know right now but don't know, then learn it straight from the person who's going to tell you. I mean, if you were to ask that expert for consultation time, probably $1,000 an hour at least.
Yep.
But ask
yep.
to interview them, suddenly it's absolutely free. So this is an incredible discovery that you really have underlined and highlighted in internet marketing. And then when you put it
yep.
online, it's going to publicize them, but it's going to really get all the traffic coming to you, and that's what you want, and it's not going to cost you a cent.
It's. I mean, you just said it, Brett. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, you know, everybody wants traffic. And I'll tell you, this idea of article marketing, I mean, not only do you get the one-way backlink free traffic, but if you actually have, going back to your point about what's in it for the listener, what's in it for the reader in the article, what's that content, there are literally thousands of people going to article directories, taking articles off of the directory sites now and placing them on their website, and you have your link there. So if you actually have original content, then you could have hundreds, even thousands of websites placing your article on their website, getting links, and yes, you reminded me of this, not to mention just the amount of eyes and traffic that's generated from that one circulating article. And people really don't understand this. That this can actually happen. It sounds too big. It sounds too good to be true. But trust me, anyone who's anyone in internet marketing knows the value of article marketing and probably are doing it, but they're not doing it this effectively and efficiently. And I'll give you one other point as well. The difference between the question and answer period and the consultation with the expert and an intimate interview is it never ceases to amaze me how I can come with, like I said, with this one guy, I had these three questions. But when you understand how to conduct an intimate interview, just like I did with a copywriter, you're actually digging into the gold mine. So it's not just your three questions that you get to answer. You'll actually get answered. You actually get material that they've never said. You'll hear experts say all the time things like, oh, wow, I've never said that before, or I've never said it like that before, or thanks for digging that out of me, because you're actually going deeper in. And that sounds like, you know, people be listening and say, well, I can't do that. Yes, you can. That's the whole beauty of it. It's not that difficult a thing. And I've laid it all out in this very strategic ABC 1-2-3 plan that you to literally go from booking the interview to creating traffic on the internet, including conducting that interview.
Okay, so what you're saying is that there are interviews and then there are interviews, right?
Right, so, that's it.
And that's really the edge that you bring, because I've heard people talk about interviews for many years. It's always been a very popular way to create products very quickly. In fact, I believe it's the best way to create a product very quickly. But I guess the edge that you're bringing into this is that by changing the questions that you ask or behavior, perhaps changing the way the interview is run, you can actually produce not just an interview, but something transformational so that customers get unbelievable value rather than just good value. Is that what you're saying?
I am, and that's especially important now because, let's face it, there's a free teleseminar, you know, there's 100 an evening. So what do we really pay attention to? We really pay attention to that which is different, that which is unique, that really has depth of value, substantive value. And so that you can know, you it's so powerful, Brett, when you have this skill set that you know that at any moment you can take 30, 45, maybe 60 minutes of your time and an expert's time and turn that into not just content, but unique, substantive, I like to use the word provocative. I love to go into an interview thinking, whatever niche I'm in, what would make that niche stand up and go, I can't believe he said that, or I can't believe he or she did that. And I'm telling you, I can do it with every interview. So it's not just content. It's extraordinary content, stuff that can literally go viral. And you mentioned product creation. I mean, that's one of the biggest problems on the internet. What am I going to sell? Especially if you want to sell something unique and of your own. You can do that in a few hours. You can have a series of interviews. And I don't think I've ever given this away, Brett, but it's fresh in my mind, so I'll give it here.
Hey, I've succeeded. I've got you to really reveal something you haven't talked about.
Here it is, right here. That's right. The if you approach experts, if you say to them, "I'm putting together," and it, I mean, this sounds so simple, and people will dismiss it in its simplicity. Please don't. If you just call it a series, I'm putting together a series of experts on whatever your niche happens to be, and then you can follow that up with, we plan on doing a rather strong promotion, including, and you'd say what your plan is. Every expert knows that interview to them equals, it doesn't equal work, it equals free exposure. It's so much easier than people think, but especially if you use the terminology, I'm putting together a series of expert interviews. Wow, it's a no-brainer. And then you offer each, or you suggest to each expert that they're going to make the recording of them available to their list, and each one does it to their list. And then now you actually have a product, and you do a joint venture right then, right there, that you're going to sell the entire series to each other's list. And I'll tell you, now, not every expert will do it, of course, but you probably got a 50-50 chance, especially when I teach you to be what I call fluid with the conversation, so that you can appear professional and really pull that off. It just becomes, you have endless reasons or ways to create your own high-value product. So what I typically do is take one interview and use it as a viral giveaway for my opt-in, and then I have my series, which is the upsell, and that's after the joint venture that I did with the experts that I actually did the interviews with. I mean, it's such leverage. I believe in leverage, leverage, leverage. And I mean this. I've been there. I've done it. I spent a whole year doing nothing but studying internet marketing, and I felt like I was more confused at the end of that year than when I started. And then, as I said, I started doing these interviews and realized, wow, this is how I can really build my business. And I'm serious when I say, and I've yet to have anybody challenge me on this, that there's no other one skill. If you learn one skill in internet marketing that is leveraged across so many different things, the relationships you build, product creation, traffic, even writing copy, everything that anyone ever wants to learn is in this one skill set.
This is absolutely groundbreaking. Here's why I think that's brilliant, Sean. And here's why. Because what you just said there was how to create a product, easy, interviews, but then how to do joint ventures with the people you're actually interviewing, who probably have lists of people, right?
Database
of customers.
Right.
So you can instantly have perhaps thousands of people actually downloading the product, which means you probably will be able to capture their name and email. But
that's
here's
right.
What I want to point out to our listener. We have another speaker at World Internet Summit Australia called Tim Brocklehurst from England. He showed you how to build a list of 5,000 people in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, what he does is like viral marketing, right? He'll take what you can show this right here about getting a joint venture partner who has a list, and then how to actually grow that by 2 to 3 times. This is where you, Sean, are brilliant, right? But for the listener, take what Sean's saying and think, well, hold on, this is brilliant, but what about if I then stack it on to what I'm also going to learn at World Internet Summit from another speaker? Suddenly, can you see how success is inevitable? It is an absolute certainty because of the expertise of people like Sean here, who just have, I mean, Sean said he spent thousands just studying what's going to make search engines, you know, find his website. He's going to give you his secrets in a matter of 90 minutes. And that sort of laser-like key information is literally life-transforming. And what I want to say to you, the listener, is what about if you could meet Sean and actually speak to him for maybe 5 minutes? Well, here's the deal. He's there for the 4 days of the event. It's super exciting stuff. If you like what I've asked Sean now, what about if you were able to talk to Sean as well and get involved with him? I know he's got an amazing coaching program and everything like that. This is where you get success from. Sean, do you agree or not?
I 110% not only agree, but know that that's the truth. And I want to emphasize this one point because it keeps coming up. You're right, Brett. I have a coaching program, and I'm coaching people through this process. And I'm at the end of a group right now, and it's so rewarding to me that these are brand new people just starting, just like everyone listening here. And I'm getting these emails not just about the one joint venture they have, but they have options. That's the questions. Those are the emails I'm getting. Which joint venture should I pursue, Sean? And I'm talking weeks before they were wondering how they're going to make their first dollar on the internet, and now they're waging which joint venture is best for them to pursue. And it can't be said enough that once you get into internet marketing, the coup de grace, if you will, is the joint venture. Everybody wants the joint venture with the big list owner. I'm telling you, it's automatic when you conduct an intimate interview with an expert. You can then parlay that. I say at the end of an intimate interview, you get to ask for something else. That could be a testimonial. It could be a lead to another expert. Or, in fact, indeed, it could be that joint venture. And I've done numerous joint ventures literally with millionaires. And I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm anybody special. Literally, I struggled, as I said. It was these interviews that turned it around. And now, yes, Brett, I'm helping others do it. It absolutely is a certainty.
Good one. What should someone ask you when they walk up to you at World Internet Summit? What's the best question they could ask you?
The best question they can ask me is, tell me the most important thing I need to know to launch my internet marketing business.
Good question. I'm not even going to ask you to answer because I want folks to take the initiative. See, we can provide information right here, Sean, and it all sounds great, but what I am all about is getting people to take action. And I want you, the listener, to actually now go up to Sean and ask him that question, because that is the difference. If we have 1,000 people at this seminar, then there's always going to be a small percentage who go the extra mile and actually do what we suggest. And here's the funny thing. I was talking to one of our other speakers called Tracy Repchuk, and she said the biggest success secret she has is just listen to the experts and do exactly what they say. So here's my test to you, the listener. You've met Sean, and what an amazing talent he is. He's just told you the question to ask him, so that now the responsibility is on you to go and do it. Because those, and see if you agree with me, Sean, those that actually step up and take that extra step of listening to this this recording right now, attending the seminar, and then finding you and asking you the question, Sean, am I not wrong? That is the edge that will help make them super successes, because that's what you do. That's what most of our speakers have done. That's what I do. It's going that extra mile and being super serious about getting to where you're going.
It's true, and Brett, I really want everyone to know that I'm just a guy. I'm just a Canadian, and I struggle just like everybody else. So don't think of me as somebody who's unapproachable. I will be there. I'll be walking around. You should feel free to come up and ask me that question. What I want everyone to know is I don't have one answer. In fact, when you come up and ask me that question, you should pay very close attention to the question that I ask you first, before I give you my answer, because I'm going to personalize the answer to you. Yes. So it's a two-step process. Ask me that question. I'm going to then ask you a question. You're going to answer me, and then I'm going to give you a personalized answer.
Brilliant. Well done, my friend. What can we expect from you at the seminar? What are you going to teach us?
I'm going to lay it all out. I am going to lay out from A to Z how to approach the expert, what to actually do. I mean, I got to tell you, no matter who you are, you have to see what it is that I'm going to show you what to do in an interview. You've never seen anything like it. I've studied Larry King, Oprah Winfrey, Barbara Walters, and I've seen there are little glimmers of golden interviewing talent, and I've stolen those glimmers, but I've put it all together in one system for conducting an intimate interview. And of course, I'm going to get, so that's just interesting. I mean, it really is something you've never heard before. And then once I do that, then I'm going to really show you how to lay it out and create a business from scratch that will take you from scratch to 6 weeks later landing big-time joint ventures.
Here's what I love about you. You don't just speak on stage. You totally are in the moment and
yes.
digging and digging and digging to give something extra. And I absolutely love it. In fact, you are so good. What we've done, folks, is we've asked Sean to do a special session on the Newbies Day. I'm not
yeah,
sure whether you're
right.
aware, but you know, we have a four-day seminar, and our first day is called Newbies Day, where we take it a bit slower, and we bring you, if you're a beginner, we bring you up to speed on what the internet's about, what you can do, what you can sell. But what we've got Sean doing as a very special presentation on Newbies Day is he's going to work on your brain. Okay, so because none of this internet stuff works unless you've got upstairs working. And that's what Sean is really fantastic at. He'll actually help you to find purpose, to find direction, to find clarity. And we did this for the first time in England last year, didn't we, Sean?
That's right.
You absolutely brought the house down. I mean, I got to tell you, Sean was given a standing ovation by the audience. And the love, honestly, and I say this absolutely seriously, the love that was pushed his way. And it was all in thanking. They were doing their best to thank him for what he had done for them. And it was simply a magical moment. But Sean can do this. And Sean does it every time because of what he gives. And you will notice this as well on stage. And I personally can't wait to see you do it again, Sean.
Well, I'll tell you, Brett, it, just as much as people were giving to me, I mean it. To me, it's such a blessing to be able to do that because I really do empathize with where people are at. And I do know. I feel like I know where to put that key in. And that event where you allowed me, and thank you, Brett, to give in that way because there's nothing for sale. It's just me kind of really getting into your heart. And it really is a rewarding experience, I think, for the audience and for myself. So I'm grateful for the experience, and I really am looking forward to meeting you and seeing the look on your face on that Newbies Day when I do that Craft Your Vision workshop.
Going to be something extraordinary, and Sean, we can't wait to see you down under.
Thank you, Brett. See you.